Mass. The solemn litany is drawing to its end, and the choir has already begun its closing invocation, the Kyrie eleison. The pontiff comes forth from the secretarium with all the pomp that marks the principal feasts of the church. The chant becomes more majestic and lingers on the brief words of supplication, Kyrie eleison, thrice to the Father, Christe eleison, thrice to the Son, Kyrie eleison, thrice to the Holy Ghost. During this time, the bishop is reciting at the foot of the altar the usual psalm and prayers, and then, ascending to the altar, he offers the homage of incense to the Most High. Hence an introit, which on other occasions is sung by the choir during the procession from the secretarium to the altar, is not needed. The morning star has blended its rays with those of our paschal candle, as the deacon prayed might be. But now, the morning star itself begins to pale, for the star of day, the figure of our Jesus, the Son of Justice, is soon to rise. The assembly of the faithful people, the men on the right, the women on the left, is now greater than it was at first. The space near the doors for catechumens is vacant. In a prominent part of the aisles, we see the neophytes in their white robes and bandlets, and with lighted tapers in their hands. The censing of the altar is finished, and then, O glorious triumph of our risen Jesus! The pontiff sings forth in a transport of joy, Gloria in excelsis Deo. The hitherto silent bells peal to the glad angelic hymn. The enthusiasm of our holy faith has mastered every heart, making it beat with emotion. The people take up the heavenly canticle and continue it to the end. And then the bishop sings the following prayer for the newly baptized. Collect. O God, who enlightenest this most sacred night by the glory of the resurrection of the Lord, preserve in the new offspring of thy family the spirit of adoption thou hast given them, that being renewed in body and soul, they may serve thee with purity of heart. After the collect, the subdeacon ascends the epistle ambo and chants these impressive words addressed by the great apostle to the neophytes who have just risen by baptism with Christ. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then you also shall appear with him in glory. Having chanted these few but telling words, the subdeacon comes down from the ambo and goes to the bishop's throne. He bows before the pontiff, and thus addresses him. And as he speaks, the souls of the faithful, yea, the very walls of the church, echo with the joyful tidings. Venerable Father, I bring you tidings of great joy. It is the Alleluia! The bishop rises, and filled with holy ardor, intones the Alleluia to the well-known melody. The choir repeats it after him. Thrice, and each time with an increase of joy, is the heavenly word interchanged between the pontiff and the choir. At this moment, all mournfulness is at an end. One feels that God has accepted the expiatory works of our Lent, and that, by the merits of his Son now risen from the grave, he pardons our earth, since he permits us to hear once more the song of heaven. The choir subjoins this verse of the psalm, which celebrates the mercy of Jehovah. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. But something is still wanting to the joy of our Easter. Jesus has risen from the tomb, but so far he has not shown himself to all. His Blessed Mother, Magdalene, and the other holy women are the only ones who have as yet seen him. It is not till the evening that he will appear to his apostles. We have but just begun the day. Therefore it is that the Church once more offers her praise to her God under the Lenten formula of the tract. Tract. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Join in his praise, all ye people. For his mercy is confirmed upon us, and the truth of the Lord remaineth forever. While the choir is singing this psalm to a melody which has something of mournfulness about it, the deacon goes to the ambo, from which he is to chant the gospel. The acolytes do not accompany him with their torches, but the thurifer goes with him as usual with the incense. Here again we have an allusion to the events which took place on this great morning. The women went to the sepulchre, carrying sweet spices with them, but the light of faith in the resurrection was not as yet in their hearts. The incense signifies their spices, the absence of light signifies their want of faith. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror, and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you. The bishop does not intone the glorious symbol of faith. It is reserved for the second Mass, which is to be sung at a later hour in the morning. By this omission of the Creed, the Church would remind us of the hours which elapsed before the apostles, who were to preach to the world the mystery of the resurrection, had themselves honored it by their faith. After having saluted the people with the usual Dominus Vobiscum, the pontiff at once proceeds to offer to the Divine Majesty the bread and wine, which are to be used in the sacrifice, and the choir omits the antiphon called the offertory, which is sung or recited in every other Mass. The offertory is intended as a chant to be sung while the people go up to the sanctuary to offer the bread and wine for the holy sacrifice, which they are to receive at the communion, changed into the body and blood of Christ. But the service of Holy Saturday is so long that this ceremony of the offering is omitted. The spirit is as prompt and fervent as ever, but the body begins to feel exhausted, and the little children who are kept fasting, on account of having to go to Holy Communion, show by their cries that they too are suffering from want of food. To save time, therefore, the bread and wine, the matter of the sacrifice, are provided this morning by the Church. The neophytes will, nevertheless, approach to Holy Communion, although they themselves have not brought bread and wine to the sanctuary. After having made an offering, and sensed first the bread and the wine, then the altar, the pontiff recites the secret, which is followed by the Easter preface. Secret. Receive, O Lord, we beseech thee, the prayers of thy people, together with the offering of these hosts, that what is consecrated by these paschal mysteries may, by the help of thy grace, avail us to eternal life. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We have them fixed on God. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is meet and just. Preface. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, to publish thy praise, O Lord, at all times, but chiefly and more gloriously on this night, when Christ our Pasch is sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb that has taken away the sins of the world, who by dying destroyed our death, and by rising again restored us to life. And therefore with the angels and archangels, with the thrones and dominations, and with all the heavenly host, we sing a hymn to thy glory, saying unceasingly, Holy, holy, holy. The canon commences, and the divine mystery is effected. Nothing in the sacred rites is changed until close upon the communion. It is a custom, which has come down from the times of the apostles, that before receiving the body and blood of our Lord in communion, the faithful should give to each other the kiss of peace, saying, Peace be with thee. This ceremony is omitted in this first Mass. It was not till the evening of the day of his resurrection that Jesus spoke these words to his disciples. Holy Church, reverencing as she does every detail of her Jesus' life, loves to imitate them in her own practice. For the same reason, she omits the Agnus Dei. Footnote: this formula does not date beyond the 7th century, which, in its third repetition, has these words, Give us peace. And now the moment has come, when our neophytes are to receive, for the first time, the bread of life and the heavenly chalice, which were instituted by Jesus at the Last Supper. Baptized in water and the Holy Ghost, they have a right to approach the Holy Table, and their white robes are the outward expression of their souls possessing the wedding garment, which all must have on, who would partake of the banquet of the Lamb. They go up to the altar with joy and reverence. The deacon gives them the body of our Lord, and then the chalice of his precious blood. The infants are also admitted to communion. The deacon dips his finger into the chalice, and then puts it into their innocent mouths. Lastly, to signify that all are now by their baptism, those newborn babes of whom St. Peter speaks, footnote, First Letter of St. Peter, chapter 2, verse 2, they receive after Holy Communion a little milk and honey. It is a symbol of infancy, and at the same time, an allusion to the Promised Land. The communion over, the bishop ends the holy sacrifice with a prayer, in which he beseeches God to unite us all to each other in a spirit of fraternal charity, seeing that we all participate in the celebration of the Pasch. We have all the same Mother, the Church. The same font of baptism has given to us all the same life of grace. We are all members of Jesus, our head. The same Holy Spirit has signed us all with his seal, and the Father has made us all one family by adopting us as his children. The signal for departure being given by the deacon, in the bishop's name, the faithful leave the church and return to their homes, there to remain till they reassemble for the Holy Sacrifice, which is again to be offered up in a still more solemn celebration, of this, the Feast of Feasts, the Pasch of the Resurrection.